So as you heard last night, Syracuse University announced it has fired Bernie Fine. Fine was the assistant basketball coach there for more than 30 years. They made that decision after a third man came forward alleging that he had been molested by Fine. Joining us this morning, Connor Ennis, college sports editor for a partner of the New York Times. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning.
You know, first of all, let's kind of get into the details, because there have been allegations made about Bernie Fine going back years, and at least one victim trying to get an investigation opened. Why, after all this time, is an investigation finally being opened?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the DA and the police have kind of been going back and forth, you know, why wasn't a bigger investigation done back in 2005? And then in terms of yesterday, what happens is that a third alleged victim comes forward, and these audio tapes are released from 2002, that between a telephone conversation between Bernie Fine's wife and the first person who had brought allegations, in which she never actually, you know,
she doesn't say she witnesses anything.
Yeah, never says she witnesses anything, but the statements are rather odd in that she seems to acknowledge that something happened.
She seems to admit that she's known that it's been going on for a very long time.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, let's talk about the broader picture here, Connor, as John and I were just chatting about in a moment, about what this may mean for college sports.
It's hard for me to think of another, you know, I don't know, is it 3-week period? Is it a month? In college sports like this, you have two just really heinous scandals in dealing with child sexual abuse, which is really obviously a horrible, horrible subject to begin with, and now it's happening at these two major institutions with two major sports programs. I can't remember anything like it.
All right, but what's then? What is the fallout, do you think?
I mean, there's all sorts of fallout. You wonder if parents will be wondering about sending their kids to you know sports camps on these college campuses, which, you know, hundreds of thousands of kids go every year to colleges all across the country for basketball camp or football camp or whatever, and they bring in millions of dollars for not only the university but the coaches themselves.
Connor, you know, I don't want to make too much out of this, but it does appear as though the entire relationship between the coach and the child athlete is being reexamined here almost in a similar way. The scale is completely different, and I want to draw a comparison, but in the same way that priests and parishioners, that relationship was completely reexamined as the scandals unfolded in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I think what you'll have is every parent will sort of take there'll be that second where they just wonder, is this a good thing that, you know, Coach X has taken an interest in my child, or is there something else there?
Oh,
you know,
sad.
I mean, it's just one of those things that is in the background.
Well, we were speaking with Connor Ennis, and Connor is a college sports editor for our partner, the New York Times. And I'm wondering what's going to happen in the future in terms of how universities deal with these kind of allegations. The university actually investigated Bernie Fine. He was the assistant basketball coach there in 2005. Mm-hmm. Nothing came of that investigation. But last week, the head coach there, Jim Boeheim, came out calling the accusers liars. Do you think that this is going to change? I mean, many people are saying he probably shouldn't have done that before there was an investigation done. And obviously there were questions over how Joe Paterno and his staff reacted to what was going on at Penn State. So then what happens among university-level administrators in terms of changing the way they react to these kind of allegations?
Yeah, well, you wonder if they will continue to deal with these things in-house, which is essentially how both Penn State and Syracuse did with it. Syracuse basically hired a law firm to look into the allegations. The university, you know, Penn State is a broader sort of scandal, but one of the things they did was the university police looked into it. And you wonder if they will now go outside almost as in course to deal with these kind of allegations.
Because the thought now is that they probably shouldn't be policing themselves, that there are motives at times to cover it up.
Exactly. There's this, you know, a lot of people think that these coaches have become too big in terms of the university universe, and that schools have just too much to lose policing themselves.
You know, Connor, though, one of the things you might look into is that one of the best journalism schools in the country is at Syracuse University and the Newhouse School of Communication. Maybe they needed to be on this as well.
Sure, although it seems that, you know, the Syracuse Post, both ESPN, which sort of broke this story, and the Syracuse Post-Standard, which is the local newspaper,
right,
they did an investigation into it, and it seemed that they just could not connect the dots enough to publish or go on air in 2005. So, but yes, as always, journalistic watchdog function is a good thing,
and seems to have not worked at either university.
Yeah, no, not in these cases.
Connor Ennis is college sports editor for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Connor.
Okay, thank you.
We're talking about the situation at Syracuse University. The school announced last night it has fired Bernie Fine. He's been the assistant basketball coach there for more than 30 years. That firing occurred after a third man came forward with allegations of child molestation against Fine.
There was a written statement last night from the team's head coach, Jim Boeheim. He said, quote, "I am personally very shocked because I've never witnessed any of the activities that have been alleged. I believe the university took the appropriate step tonight. What is most important is that the matter be fully investigated and that anyone with information be supported to come forward so that the truth can be found." An alleged victim, Bobby Davis, told ESPN within the last 24 hours, "I appreciate the university doing the right thing. It means a lot that Bernie will not be in a position to use his power to hurt little kids like he hurt me."
We want to get your views on this. We heard a lot from a lot of listeners when Penn State was revealed to be facing a very similar scandal, but more widespread, a few weeks ago. And we want to hear about this from Syracuse as well.
This is Dorothy Watson from Yardley, Pennsylvania. I am a Penn State graduate and longtime season ticket holder. I find it very sad that men would allow someone to continue abusing boys when they are aware it's been going on for years. If covered up at Penn State, where else is this kind of thing happening and being covered up?
So we want to get your reactions to us. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org. What do you think? Do you think parents will rethink decisions to send kids away to basketball camps or sports camps at universities in the way that Connor Ennis suggested? Let us know.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.